And so we just said, what did we just say? After a period of 30 years, the young generation steps up to take over the administration of the country. Continuing, the tribal democratic institutions, which were the boast of the country and the proof of tribal good sense, have been suppressed. Oppressive laws and ordinances, which alone engrossed the monopoly of thought, of will, and of judgment, have been imposed on the African people, in my interjection, and on us all now. It's a global system of rule by the few, globally. Continuing, the European prides himself on having done a great service to the Africans by stopping the quote-unquote tribal warfares, and says that the Africans ought to thank the strong power that has liberated them from their constant fear. And my interjection again, particularly with our present view of what's going on the African continent, we can see clearly the point was to destroy those indigenous institutions, those communal traditions. And it's an ongoing project, which is why we, the people who can see this, must get going and prevent any further erosion of those traditions. They got a lot to show us. We got a lot to learn. So far from them being liberated from their constant fear of being attacked by neighboring warlike tribes, let's consider now what they were given in exchange for this so-called liberation. The modern warfare waged by the so-called civilized tribes of Europe, and in which, though Africans had no part, are forced to fight to defend so-called democracy. Take the case of the Great War from 1914 to 1918, in which tens of thousands of Africans lost their lives. The reward for this was taking away the best lands from the Africans. Another interjection here, another ongoing project. Continuing, taking away the best lands from the Africans. The introduction of Kipande with its diabolical system of fingerprints, as though the Africans were criminals. Imposition of heavy taxation and denial of freedom of speech, of the press, and of forming political or social organizations. This is what democratic, quote-unquote, Britain did in recognition of the services rendered by the Kenya Africans during 1914 to 1918. Another example is the Italian invasion of Ethiopia, where the wholesale massacre of the defenseless population took place to demonstrate European civilization. With these glaring facts in view, can the Europeans boast of having stopped the quote-unquote tribal warfare and having established quote-unquote perpetual peace in Africa? It would have been much better for the Africans to continue with their tribal warfare, to say the least, which they fought with pride and with the loss of a few warriors, rather than receiving the so-called civilizing missions, which mean the subjugation of the African races to a perpetual state of serfdom. In the old order of the African society, with all the evils that are supposed to be connected with it, a man was a man, and as such he had the rights of a man and liberty to exercise his will and thought in a direction which suited his purposes as well as those of his fellow men. But today, an African, no matter what his station in life, is like a horse which moves only in the direction that the rider pulls the rein. The harmony and stability of the African's mode of life in political, social, religious, and economic organizations was based on the land, which was and still is the soul of the people. The first step which the European so-called civilizing missions took to disorganize the Africans in order to exploit and oppress them, especially in South and East Africa, was to take away the best African lands. This is one of the evils of European civilization that has found its way to the great African continent, and one which the past, present, and future African generations will never forget. The land not only unites the living members of the tribe, but also the dead ancestors and the unborn posterity. This fact is obvious, because it is in the ancestral lands that the ancestors lie buried, in the land which they once occupied. In this way, the dead are able to keep direct communication with the living, and the sanctions which control behavior in both the collective life of the tribe and private lives of its individual members are the approval or disapproval of the ancestral spirits. Through incarnation, the future generation is linked up with the past, thus bringing spiritually the three groups, i.e., dead, living, and unborn, into one organic whole. The annexation of the ancestral lands by the Europeans has robbed the African of the use of the productive asset on which his entire economic life depended. It has also interfered with the whole tribal organization, whose genuine cooperation is based on constant communion with the ancestral spirits, through which tribal law and custom, morality, and religion are maintained. And that's unquote from Jomo Kenyatta's Facing Mount Kenya, which was published in 1953. And Jomo Kenyatta was the first prime minister and president of Kenya in 1963. When we look across the continent of Africa today, we see constant assault upon the communal traditions that he's referring to, those that are based on reverence for the land. That is the project that Plato's tribesmen will never relinquish willingly of their own. And this is not just an African issue. It is a global issue for all of us. All of us are fruit of that tree of global humanity.